Judy. Yes. Do you have any thoughts to share of your particular experience in looking for housing here?
Well, actually, I wanted to say something, but I didn't get the microphone. Uh-huh. Anyway, what I was going to say is I moved here about 2.5 years ago and was amazed at how many empty buildings there are in this town. Because I walk a lot and I would go by the old city hall and then some other buildings that nobody is apparently using, and wondering why they were just sitting there empty when housing is so scarce. Yeah. So I don't know. That I just have a question about that.
Right, and there are a few houses in town that even houses that are tax delinquent, nothing being done with, and a person has to wonder about those too. Yeah.
Also, right now, I know of at least 3 houses for sale that have been for sale for, you know, a week or two, and they're not being snatched up for some reason.
Wow, that's a long time in this present market.
Right, yeah. So, I don't know. It's interesting what's going on.
Yeah, there seems to have been a little bit of a shift during the pandemic. It was just so crazy. There would be bidding wars of prices going way up above the asking price. And as came out several times tonight, people had cash to offer. So yeah, besides over the bidding price or the asking price. I guess that's cooled down a little now, but it's still a bad market. And we have a mutual friend in St. Paul who's been looking for housing up here for years. She's looking for truly affordable housing. I on the one hand, her expectations are unreasonable, but on the other hand, there should be something that could meet reasonable expectations in this area. Yeah.
The other thing is, usually I think the guideline is that for your housing, you should pay about a third of your income.
Okay.
I'm retired. I am paying probably close to half of my income right now for an apartment.
Wow.
But I figure, you know, for a while I can do that. I do have assets, so we'll eventually be digging into that, I think. But and by that time, then I'm maybe ready to go into a nursing home.
Places that are subsidized housing, they have a certain percentage of your income that they expect. What is that?
Well, I had signed up for a senior housing, but when they looked at my assets, they said I wasn't eligible. They don't just look at income. So that may be ineligible for that kind of housing.
I see. My understanding had been that you could have any amount of assets, but it'll be proportion. Your rent would go up in proportion to how many. Your rent would be based on your income plus possibly added to because of your assets, but that they wouldn't disqualify you. Is it because they would have asked so much from your?
It would have been over the market value. I guess I've lived simply all my life, and I've had very good jobs. So that's what happens.
I see. Yeah. Well, thank you, Judy. That was Judy Sawson from Two Harbors 2.5 years ago, transplanted here from Duluth. Yeah. Thank you, Judy.